Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Wednesday, June 3rd. It's 21 degrees. Apparently feels like my teeth outside, beautiful sunny day. Thanks for listening and tuning in to this episode of Dailyish. It's brought to you by the Patreon supporters over at patreon.com/iChris and a small orange if you decide to support me there. You can visit the show notes, goodstuff.fm/dailyish/101. And click the little link to sign up for some web hosting through a small orange. I get a small kickback from that that helps me keep doing the show, keep doing podcasting, and you get amazing web hosting and super easy ways to set up like a WordPress blog, that kind of thing. So a little different episode this time. I had an interesting chat with Sue, my wife. She's been a previous guest on the show talking stuff, and we chatted. We were chatting about just some different podcast ideas, and sort of she was helping me talk through some stuff. I find, you know, it gets often, like I've alluded to in past episodes, like things get stuck in my head, and so I can't move past it. It's in my brain, and so it helps to talk to somebody, not rocket science. But so she joined me just chatting, and I threw down the phone and started recording the conversation, mainly not for this idea, but just I was wanting to record it so that I could remember what we talked about later. But as we were talking, I thought I might edit this down and see if it's wouldn't make for an interesting conversation to send out to Dailyish listeners for a little bit of a peek behind how, you know, podcast show kind of gets created. And right now this is like almost the first conversation we've ever had about this. So it's very early on, but it gives a little glimpse into some of how we're deciding what goes on, where and how and why of a podcast. When I started the recording, we're talking through sort of a variety show, popular culture kind of panel kind of show. And based on, like, for non-Canadian listeners, Q was a popular radio program here on the CBC, Canada's National Public Radio. And a popular host left in disgrace, and new host is on. I haven't really listened as much to the new host. That doesn't matter anyways right now. The point is kind of basing it around what the show was, the structure of how Q was, and running with that as like a jumping off point for the discussion of a podcast show that maybe I could do. So here's our conversation. I'll pick it up afterwards to wrap up any loose ends.
Right. If they really like it, they download, you know, 5 more episodes and listen to them all. And if it's current event type stuff, that would stop people, like a lot of people anyways,
from
because it's like, oh, that's past. I don't really care about this anymore.
You know? So, like, say, with using the Q model, it was interesting to go back to previous episodes because you'd have an interview with celebrity or with so-and-so, right? Mm-hmm. So we wouldn't have that, obviously, for a long time. So why is it of interest if it's like, I forget what the segment ideas I had. Like a news roundup, music guest, interview with somebody, another music, like the same music guest is what I had it as, like a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday thing, where the segments would have been greetings and how are you doing, feedback, follow-up, news roundup, music guest, interview with somebody, music guest, outro.
I think you need more substance there.
Yeah, well, for sure. That's like reading
now. I mean, it's tough because, like, to me, like the music cues were never of interest to me. I would never listen to that. I would listen to an author, you know, an interview with an author, an interview with an actor.
I don't know.
So like, related to current events, but, I mean, I guess, like for instance, when that couple was getting charged or whatever with, you know, in the States with the child abandonment or whatever because they let their kids walk home from the park by themselves, right? Like, you know, like someone that has, like, you spend the time reading up on that story, and then you have maybe someone on that has, whatever, some expertise in that.
Yeah.
That's what I always liked listening to, was kind of experts on things.
Right.
Or, which, yeah.
And so there again, it's like, it's a person that is, which I wouldn't have initially, like I could get the F list or whatever person who commented on the story on Huffington Post to come and talk on my podcast about that idea.
Yeah.
But that's not going to be of huge interest. And, like, I don't think, I'm not trying to be down. I think eventually it wouldn't be that hard to build up a repertoire of people, but still, is it going to be worth it enough for people to tune in to people who they, at reading it, don't really know who they are.
You know, your ideal show would have, you know, some people with a little bit of clout or fame that would be wanting to come on the show.
Not ideal. Like, I don't want it to be celebrity based, but certainly yeah. people who are have. Because if I try and get convinced, have to convince someone to be on a podcast.
Yeah.
As much as I'd love to have whatever, like Carrie talking about parenting or something, or other people who I know talking about yeah, other issues, or
easy.
Luann or Kevin or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, like anybody within our social circles, even who trust us, trust me. It's just I don't have the time or energy to have to fight to convince people to come on the show. It needs to be a thing that they want to do.
Exactly.
They understand podcasting. They understand the idea of it. They don't have to have a bunch of gear or be invested in it, but just be willing to talk to someone over the internet or on a mic. So, like, I know, like, for example, this is why I know it wouldn't be insanely hard to get people. Like, Merlin Mann was on Tim's show for just, like, a 10-minute segment
yeah.
of his show, right? And,
right.
And as long as it's scheduled,
right. he'll and happily it's only do 10 it. 10 minutes, like, that is pretty short, right? Like, you'd
yeah.
think, you'd hope people could give you, I mean, because total, that would be, like, half an hour of their time, right? Like,
yeah.
So...
But at the same time, within the podcasting, my podcasting world, it's already kind of tiring to hear the same voices over and over again. And mm-hmm. so which they aren't not necessarily to you or to other people outside of my sphere. The famous people I know that are willing to do it, or infamous people, are also the people who you always hear from.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. I just feel like you need to step out of the
tech bubble.
Yeah. Like the 5x5, whatever, Mike Hurley, you know, those ones that people are listening to, I think Good Stuff needs to decide to be a different kind of network.
Oh, no, that's, like Kyle and I definitely both agree.
We don't. And so you need to figure out what that is.
Yeah.
That's not, and yeah, I think, like, because with I was going to say X percent of everything, like, I guess we're grown-ups now. I think that's partly why it's gained popularity, is because it's completely different podcast that's really interesting to listen to that has nothing to do with tech, right? Like, mm-hmm. I see what you're saying with the Q thing. My question was, or is, how do you get to the point where you can have, like, what can you start with the goal of getting to a point where you can have kind of, you know, a repertoire of people that are a bit more famous or
yeah.
you know, have some expertise on stuff. You've got to start, like, you got to get some basic episodes in, you know, at least 10 episodes in before you can contact those people and say, hey, this is the podcast.
Yeah.
And then they, you know, then they at least can see, oh, yeah, it's a regular thing and it's worth my time.
I have a certain amount of whatever social currency or whatever I can spend with certain people, right, who would
right.
trust me that it's going to be this thing.
Yeah.
But I also, yeah. What I was going to say is, like, the idea of starting with a weekly show, you send out, like, an open call at the initial stage of, like, okay, this is what we're talking about, who wants to do it? Or do you contact the more labor-intensive version of, like, specifically go to Paul or go to... Carrier, go to whoever and say, this is what I need you for, you know, because then they come back and say, no, I can't. And then
Okay, here's an idea. Just what if you took the summer to get 5 episodes ready, like with that goal? So you spend some time, because I think you decide, like, let's say, for instance, you want to use Paul. Okay, you decide what is the topic we're talking about, what, you know, like, what are the parameters of it, and then you say, you know, like, assuming Paul says yes, you figure out a time that it works, you get his segment done, you do that with a bunch of people, and just, like, July and August are just getting those 5 episodes in the bag, and then September is when you launch, and you have 5 episodes ready to go, and you just keep going in September, but by September then you can hopefully have a bit of a idea of
how it,
like, and you just right now you just focus on getting 10-minute segments, don't even know how you're going to put them all together or which show they're going to, you know, you're going to do 5 shows of whatever it is. I would say, why don't you start with like a 40-minute show?
It's easy enough to block them together, especially
if you're all you're doing, so for each show, you're really only coming up with 3 10-minute segments because you're going to have an intro and an outro and your in-betweens in there.
Yeah. I think initially it would launch with 2 shows a week just so that, like a Tuesday, Thursday, so like that's 4,
mm-hmm.
and then the 5th show would be like the, okay, now we're going to go weekly for a while with the goal of, I think the goal would be to go 4 days a week when we get sponsorships and money and pay a producer and whatever, like that kind of, like that would be, you know, way down the road. But the, like building from the reason to do this.
Is your goal to get a live show that people tune into?
Yeah, that would be part of it.
One of the ideals for this?
Yeah, because it doesn't, it lends itself to being an event that you have to be there, you can be there for, right? It creates a sense of urgency.
Like, to me, like the 4 days a week, if I download that podcast, like a normal person that doesn't listen to podcasts all day long every day, that's way too much. Then you just feel like I can't keep up with that podcast, and then you end up not listening to it because you're so far behind.
Like using the Q model of it, like it was live 4 days a week, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I fell behind, obviously, listening, downloading, and I wasn't listening, but. It was, I'm building towards a future where the idea being it'll be super easy in 5 years for people in their cars to tune into a live podcast somehow, however that works. Mm-hmm. And so there won't be this huge barrier of how to subscribe to podcasts, how to listen. And so it could be a thing where you happen to catch it live on your podcast live streaming app on your car phone
mm-hmm.
or whatever. And so then you want to subscribe. And that's, and vice versa, you can subscribe to the show that you happen to catch live sometimes, and then you don't listen to that episode because you already listened live. Mm-hmm. That or like the internet TV thing, like your Apple TV becomes, or whatever the device happens to be, where you can tune in live for this stuff video-wise or whatever, and it's a live video thing that is super easy for me to get fed onto everybody's device, and they just have to fire up the right app kind of thing. So I don't know that that's realistic. I think 2 days a week is sort of the like realistic short-term goal.
Yeah.
And realistically, the amount of money it would take, or like our costs to cover, I'm guessing, and I'm probably underestimating, but 2 to 3 hours per episode to prepare for it.
Yeah.
Is including recording time or whatever. So like that's another day of my time. Mm. Realistically, like if you want it to be a quality show, it can't just be something that I quickly hack together Tuesday morning and then 2 days a week, even down the road,
mm-hmm.
means if I jump to that somehow, that means there's a lot of listeners and sponsors following. If I need $4,000 a month, let's say,
mm-hmm.
right, and that means $2,000 a month has to come in from sponsorship to cover the time I spend on that show, right? I'm at $90 on Patreon, only. $1,900 more to go. We haven't even got the show out. You seem like scared at when I actually computed the time.
Well, because so far any time spent on podcasting doesn't make us any money.
That's not true. It has.
Not a lot, though.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it's like it's covering breaking even or whatever, but it's not like it's a zero-sum game. Like,
right, right.
The amount of money.
I know, but we need to make, like...
Oh, I know. I guess
we're just in a time where I'm feeling like don't have any money, so...
That's how we're always
so
in that
talking
time,
about like... the thing that doesn't make us any money and how we're going to pour more time into that versus anything that people are okay, actually, at least, like, it's kind of like you have these two jobs. One where people are hesitant to give money, but they at least agree that they should pay something for it. And the other one where people think, no, it should just always be free and I should never have to pay any money for it. And it's like...
And that's the second one is when I want to pour
And you want to pour your effort into that second one. And the first one isn't even making us enough money. And I just want to go buy myself a couple of t-shirts. And I can't.
All right, so that's our conversation. What do you think? At this point, we obviously don't know what will come of this. Like I said in the intro, very early days, very early discussion. It's an idea, though, that's been percolating and sort of brainstorming around for months at a time. I've talked to friends about it indirectly and stuff like that. But what do you think of our chat? What do you think of the ideas for the podcast we had? Is a live show important to you? Is 4 days a week of a show too much? Is 1 day a week not enough? Where do you fall? I'd be curious about your comments. If you have any, you can email me, chris@goodstuff.fm, or hit me up on Twitter, iChris on Twitter. As we discussed in the program, we're a few $1,000s short on the Patreon thing. I'm sort of joking. If we are going to do a serious Patreon campaign around this, we'll do it and do it proper. So, but if you're curious about how that works, patreon.com/iChris is where you can visit to check into that more. Support me if you like. It'd be very much appreciated. You can sort of hear a bit of the reasons why maybe in the episode. In the meantime, thanks for listening. I think that's it. Yes. Bye.